that book. By way of apologies, I have two apologies to note from Honorable Manelli and Honorable Mukwege. Are there any other apologies that you have not sent to the Secretary? Honorable Song.
But also just for noting that I assume I would be correct if I say that we don't expect the minister to be getting the more than numbers
Honorable members, we will start with the report one, which is the Department of Public Service and Administration. As I have earlier suggested that we go page by page and then go through recommendations and conclusion, on conclusion and recommendation point by point.
Very much in order, Chair, but probably I think it's appropriate that we register that we hope that moving forward we are not going to be have cash to work on or report the same person as apply our money, but we are understanding that we are from the elections because we appreciate the work that has been done by the admin support in terms of making sure that at least we get them before Monday the report because we had meetings Thursday, so we have meetings. So there was not much time, but in terms of the parliament schedule meeting, when we are dealing with this cash matters, we must have time also for members to read it before coming to the meeting. This time of us, we have limited time to do that because of time, not blaming the admin support of the program, but I'm thinking that on all calls, that moving forward next year, we have time. So that at least we have a 1 week break so that also make sure that we are born and read and not speak the English when you are coming to the comment. Thank you, Chair.
Okay, that's noted. Can we go to this report, Public Service and Administration, page one? Page 2, page 3, I'm not going to rush so that I consider what has been raised already. Page 4. Page 6. Page 8. Page 10. Page 11. Page 13. No, 15 and Can you check that
so that we
must
have before you?
Yeah.
Are you on 15 now?
Okay.
Then let's move to 16. Then we are on observation. Are we all on that page? All right. I will go point by point on the observation.
This is perhaps one of my registered trademark on this one. My question is regarding the use of commending the department for an unqualified audit, but then in the next sentence we advise them to lead by example to achieve a clean audit in future. So I'm not sure whether we should be commending them if we are saying there's still more that you can. You only commend someone when they've achieved the top outcome. So perhaps we could say the committee just notes that it has achieved an unqualified audit, and then the next sentence can stay the same. The partner was advised to lead by example to achieve a clean audit. That is in the future.
Okay. Are you in order?
Thank you, Chair. I think we are in order because it makes an assumption that they are the same like the other entities, which is National School of Governance and the others, which they are more separate, which is achieved 100%.
Okay. 8.2. Eight point four. 6.5. Honorable Chairman.
Yeah, I'm slow today.
You are slow today.
8.3, I have to read it twice.
Okay.
That's the final sentence there. The committee advised the department to fill such positions once the organizational structure is approved by the minister, unless the post is critical. For me, that doesn't quite make sense. I think it might be, we either advise them not to fill such positions unless the post is critical, or we advise them to fill the positions unless the post is not critical. Because this doesn't make sense the way it's written at the moment.
Yeah. You get that, Mr.
Yeah.
Okay. 8.4.
I'm still going
there. You're still going, don't get it.
Okay. The check, the sentence was just followed after the comment.
8.3.
Yeah, that's the last sentence. That the committee advised the department to fill critical positions on the new organizational structure is approved by the minister.
That's fine. Yeah.
It sounds better.
That's fine.
I'm happy myself. Okay, 8.4.
8.5. Yeah. Should come in? Yes. I thought they were trying to say here. Other posts are going to be filled once the structure is settled. Not unless the post is critical. It needs to be filled now, even if the structure is not. This issue in the public service of critical, because you remember we were crying about which one is critical upon which one. But it's there, because they are still living on it.
Okay.
With the new sentence, check, it doesn't make sense what we are trying to say. So we better go back to.
Okay. I've noted Honorable Malati and then Swami.
Chair, I get her point. I think here there's a very simple distinction. It's about ordinary posts and critical posts. My sense is that the ordinary posts will be filled once the organizational structure is done. So therefore, I think the proposal to make the sentence relevant could just replace unless with the exception of critical posts, because those need to be filled immediately, and then the normal ones can be filled once the organizational structure is done. So it can reread to say the structure is approved by the minister except for critical posts. Then it covers it, because with critical posts you make provision that they should be filled as and when they okay.
So we are all happy now. Mm-hmm. 8.6.
8.6. I think I would just remove the word steady there. So with regard to the public service graduate recruitment scheme, the committee was not pleased with the implementation of the framework. And I think the word steady actually.
Okay. Are you 8.6 there?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, 8.6. Okay. 8.7. Point
8.9. Yeah. Okay. Chair, I would just like to raise, you know, the outcome, even though we put measures in to ensure that this happens. I think 127 out of 165 director generals that have signed their performance agreements is still not a great outcome. You know, this should be 100%. People should comply. So I would like to see something factored in there to, you know, that people need to comply. There must be some consequence management in terms of people that don't comply. I mean, these are people that we, that NUMSAR members look up to as their superiors.
Yeah, I think
So what do you suggest we should say?
However, Chair, if I may volunteer, just add one sentence that says, however, the committee remains concerned that there was not 100% compliance.
Yes.
So the previous sentence says there was improvement, but then one more sentence that just says, however, the committee is not satisfied that there still wasn't 100% compliance.
Honourable Song?
I think, Chair, we acknowledge, correctly, Honourable Member, say that we acknowledge the improvement, because we are from minus
zero,
if there is anything like that. But also, we, as we said earlier on, the market by example, we 100% so it must be reflected that.
Okay.
And also, the Minister did also make an undertaking that it is human able to be achieved as well.
Especially the people has to lead by example.
8.10. Honourable Song.
On this one, I do have my partner in crime on this one. I would just say that in terms of also the way the committee was not impressed, and somewhere else, displeasure, regret, I'm saying there must be, I'm just going, I've been observing those words there, but the intention sends the same message. So we must have one word that we use to express our displeasure. And I'm not suggesting displeasure, but I'm just saying that because also the words, also if they are light, even the message that is being sent can be also taken in a light manner. But somebody can help me with a better English here. But I've been not impressed.
Chair, what about displeased? The committee was displeased.
Disappointed.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then we use it for all the...
No,
yeah.
That's
yes.
So disappointed.
Yes. I think that's perfect. Yeah.
Okay.
We are not provoked. We want to be here. We are not provoked.
I like their vocabulary.
Okay. I'm now at 8.11. Don't speak loud so that I can hear something that you are not hearing. 8.14. Honourable Song?
I think, Chair, probably we have to rearrange because it's the same spirit, but
okay.
We have now chose different words. That's what I was saying.
Okay. And then 15. Honourable Song?
Okay, let me.
No,
I was just saying that with regret, you regret. It's the same spirit that you want to say as well.
Okay.
And I know that they didn't want to use the same word, but also we're not writing things, we're writing reports.
Yeah.
If I may just ask a question perhaps to the secretary on this point about the technical unit. I do recall that we discussed the ethics unit that's not up and running yet, which will only be supposed to come online next year. Unless it's maybe mentioned somewhere else, I may have missed it because I missed the first 15 pages. But I do think perhaps it is worth observing from the committee side that it is unfortunate that that unit is not up and running, and we really hope that it gets the resources it needs going into next year, so that when we look at this report next year, that the technical unit is in fact up and running. It seems like quite a substantial point.
Okay. Happy with that, all of us?
Just to refresh my memory, what technical unit?
It's got a
compliant one now.
No, it's the one chair where Mr. Robert McBride was busy setting it up. That was in one of the meetings the minister revealed that to us. It is in the incubation phase, is the word that they're using. But it will not be functional until the next financial year. Chair, we can check the facts on this. We don't have to write the sentence now. But I do think we need to follow up, because I recall this issue.
What if, because not all of us are in tune with that, because we were not there before, maybe we invite or have some discussions with the minister about that, so that all of us, we are in tune. Mr. Bia?
Yeah, just to as far as I remember, this technical unit, I can't remember the whole acronym, PADGAU. So it's in the PEM Act that it was one of the units to be
established. Okay.
Besides the Office of Standards and
Okay.
I found the name. It's the Public Administration Ethics, Integrity, and Disciplinary Technical Assistance Unit.
Okay.
I think, Chair, why we agree that, because it was in the report now when you are saying it in full. Mm. But also the admin, if they can cross-check so that we don't also confuse the previous report that we have given. If it was, we will also do our homework, then we can insert it tomorrow when you approve the report.
Okay. I'm on 60. Seventy. Honorable Son.
Chair, express unhappiness as well.
Yeah. Make sure that every I can hear what you are saying, but make sure that the other members of the committee also understand what you are saying.
No, I think that we shouldn't be peeling the officials
I agree, and it's also not about nitpicking or anything like that.
Oh.
It is, though, we have to be careful to not create a hierarchy. That's the thing, because if someone is shocked or unhappy, it creates a very urgent impression. Whereas if you just say that we are displeased or disappointed, there's a distinction in the meaning of those kind of phrases.
Mm-hmm.
So if we can use different words, and it's obviously up to the staff to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But if you read the report and you see that at one point we express our unhappiness, it sounds very serious. We are expressing that we are unhappy, whereas in a different point we may just say we note it or we are disappointed or displeased. So I don't think it's up to us. We shouldn't tell them exactly what the synonym should be. But I do think it is right for the committee to just note that we want it to be standardized. And then if there is a hierarchy, if there's something urgent, for example, the stats essay one that's coming, if we feel like the vacancy issue with experts there is particularly urgent, then we can add and use stronger language. So I think that's the main point to keep in mind, just as a general theme, but certainly not for us to be going off the stock model.
Honorable PPI, so
yeah, Chair, I also wanted to say what Honorable is saying, because at times you are not happy with something, although when it started, you are really congratulating the team for the work done. But it is only just one line that you are unhappy. But at other times, you are totally unhappy about the outcome.
Yeah.
So it's only there that we can come from.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. 8.18.
So, Chair, on the right hand of top, what the committee means in the end, that we can be shocked because we analyze these things and we know the system.
Oh.
And then you come here and we bring it to you and you can shock us. So, this is fine.
They don't
only transfer money and then don't attend, and also the EU funding in terms of balancing and all of their financial sustainability. Did they talk about this last time around or no?
No.
They didn't.
No.
Okay, that's limit.
Thank you.
Okay. No.
9.1, 9.2, 9.3.
I think there's
two terms.
I don't know if they're age or what.
He's hitting us instead of cooling us. 9.4. I don't know. I have a sinus problem. I don't like it. It's in my car. I don't put it. Yeah. Don't put it high. The 9.5, 9.6,
No, I thought.
Okay, 9.6. Nine point seven, 9.8, 9.9. 10. Honorable Sub.
I'm going to change how I was saying, and I'll start by apologizing. Now, in terms of 9.1, here we're saying public services need to continue to do business with government, which means we're unable to detect their costs so that we can do the best. Notwithstanding that there is a process that in terms of declaration of financial interest and the locking in of those interests is in there. And we are saying now, here in this recommendation, that the legislation must be amended. And then that will make automatically the system to be. And people who are failing to manage that space to manage it. I just want to check whether the same thing is going to be overtaking or on regulation. And that will give us a result. Because the regulation, I thought they were there. But probably because there's a man and a woman that want to implement on the latter part of something in the medicine here. I just want to get the thinking and our gist of our intention of amending the regulation.
Can I let the I'll come back to Mr. Gere. I let members that today we are going through the report, the adoption will be not today. Mr. Gere, we are just going through so that we make ourselves satisfied that everything in the report is correct. The adoption will be tomorrow. Mr. Bien?
Yes. Thank you, sir, and honorable members. With this one, the members will remember that there was a question that asked, I can't remember whether it was honorable Clark, about when we did is that the implementation of regulations is what we call decentralized.
Yes.
So the government can
will not do it, even when they are aware. But you are saying when the department becomes aware of the report that are coming, that something is taking place, the regulations must empower them. GPSA, because they are doing oversight. This kind of issues, so they can act on their own. That's the spirit of whom we are.
Yes.
Yeah, I think that's a good explanation. I think these are recommendations that we are making. We will obviously engage with the department again moving forward on the follow-up, etc. But I just meant that I think.
I'm fine, I wasn't wrong, I just wanted to understand what they have by left area in that time. So, okay. Yeah, that's why I apologize. 9.3 9.4 9.5. Nine point six, 9.7, 9.8, 9.9. Nine point ten, 9.11, 9.12, 13. The sense of what she is raising.
Okay.
Another,
I hear that point. And we certainly don't want to be creating the impression that previously nothing was happening. Because even we saw on the proposed agenda, we've invited the important sanitation department to come and talk to us about some of these things. But at the same time, I do think there was a sense, that we want to more strictly monitor. So if we perhaps want to just change the wording, we don't say from now onwards, because it does create that impression. But we say the committee will more strictly monitor and follow through going forward. So it's not anything judging what's currently going on, but if I recall that discussion we had with the Public Service Commission and even with the Minister and the DG, who were saying that they themselves are going to more strictly look at it and actually asked for us to also intensify our focus. So perhaps a slight modification to just say that we will more strictly monitor going forward.
Are you happy with that? Fine. Yeah. Go on, conclusion, point 10. Thank you. care, that concludes that public service administration. Can we go now to DPME? Let me make sure that everybody can have this copy.
How many pages?
Okay, I will verify that. It's 20 pages.
Thank you.
Yeah, okay. Let's go to page 1 of that one. DPME. I request that I must not be as slow as I was in the first report, because you have an opportunity to go through this report even today, because the adoption is tomorrow. Page 2. Page 3. Page 4. Page 5. Page 6. Page 7. Page 8. Page 9. 10. Page 15.9 are observations. I should have made members aware of that. Now we are going to go point by point on observation 9.1. Another response.
Chair, so I'm making that in line with the way that we do. In that way we deal with the 8.1 was saying comment and here was saying no. So that's how I do.
Just to make a point so that we can make it better in terms of the order. Right. So that's what we are looking at. 9.3. 9.4, 9.5, 9.6. Nine point seven, 9.8, 9.9, 9.10. 9.11, 9.12, 9.13, 14, 15, another book cycle?
I think both 15 and 16 for the sake of consistency. We can use disappointment instead of disappointment.
Okay. Then we go to the recommendation. You said point 15 and 16, Dr. Smith?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Then point 17. We are now on recommendation. 10.1, 10.2. 10.3, 10.4, 10.5, 10.51. Oh, we fixed. You are making me a parrot now.
Must set a point of government in this side instead of opening that might also not
all or the feeling then in the air, which might not disappear, but this culture of having vacancies for prolonged period is there for governance. So I think the emphasis is specific to Grand SA, given that it's several vacancies there, but the additional point is being made about the need to always expedite vacancies for support.
Honorable Song?
So I totally agree with Honorable Song, which means then that one must be on the overall became in the issue so that we separate ourselves from specific here, but generally because also we monitor and evaluate the department, then we feed back to the PFC and the
cover
the overall.
Yeah. Thank you. MBDA, honorable members, don't forget that has been taken away from us now with the communication portfolio committee. We were just overloaded with it. It was not for us.
Actually, I think they're afraid of our grammatical English
policy. That's why we're the committee.
Honourable members, we are on CSA now. Let me make sure again that all members have this report that has how many pages? 13. Yeah, it has 13 pages. Page 1 of that report. Page 2, page 3, page 4. Page 5, page 6, page 7. Page 8, page 9, page 10, page 11. Page 12, and then we are, let's start, I was a bit inconsistent with the approach. Let me go back to, we are on page 12, we are dealing with now point 9, which is observation and key findings. Go point by point, 9.1, 9.2, 9.3, 9.4. 9.4. Honorable Swaiba on 9.3.
General question.
Okay.
Did that SIHG achieve a clean order or an unqualified?
Unqualified.
So not clean.
Not clean.
Yeah. So it goes back to this idea of commending.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's 9.1 then. We are commending them for receiving unqualified orders. We did not commend DPSA for that. So I think we should just again note that they've received unqualified orders for consecutive years.
Mm-hmm.
We can commend them for good performance in difficult circumstances, but perhaps also a short sentence just encouraging them to move towards a clean order.
Honorable Ndoli.
In terms of comments, I think a mandate and notice, I think it's part of encouraging whether the department has been to spend it with a good level of justice and comment, but also notice. That we don't, it doesn't look as if it is evident.
Let me check if I understood you were trying to make sure that we don't give credit where it is not due, but at the same time be consistent in the manner you are raising your concerns. Was that not the case? Honorable Slap?
Chair, in all aspects you should notice where there's room for improvement.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you've got a clean audit, you know, then you commend the department because they, you know, they've reached the top of their outcome. But where there's room for improvement, you should notice because you've got to achieve. Always leave room open for cheating. It's the same as when you assess people on performance. Never give them a full mark if there's room for improvement.
For improvement. I think that is better.
Thank you, Chair. Can we just check for technical terms? Because I have some limited understanding is that a unqualified person is a clean audit. There is no technical differentiation.
I think how we can move safe to say that probably we need to go back to the position that was made by the AG, then it does then give the huge impression in terms of what we are saying here. Because we are mindful that there are areas that the AG has set them up, like supply chain, or those like this, that if they are even in where they are 30,000, but also it is an issue. Where the AG gives you unqualified report outcome with nothing to say. So where AG is it that way, it doesn't wait for us to say in our report. It gives them an award.
I think it's a fair point to raise because the terminology does sometimes change in that. Sometimes there's a reference to an unqualified audit with no findings, which is the same thing as a clean audit.
Yeah.
But in this report, when we're referring to an unqualified audit, we're referring to one with findings. And that is less good performance than the so-called clean audit. And that's a substantial difference.
Chair, can I just look up the Auditor General of South Africa page defined financial statements are placed in material statement. In other words, financially qualified, unqualified board of statements. There are no material findings. And then unqualified, and then it says the next category is unqualified, the next category is qualified, and then the next category is reserved. So the first category clean order. And clean order number 10, unqualified. There is no distinction between the
let's confine to the report that the Auditor General sent before us, and the colors that the Auditor General gave to us. Yeah. 9.4. Nine point five. Now we are on recommendation. 0.10. 10.1. 10.11. I'm happy that the committee today says this, because I've been talking to them, telling them I'm very happy on my own with the work they are doing. Now I'm happy that it is today the committee, not me. Yeah. Thank you for
your
We are now on the third term program. I will hand over to the committee secretary to take us through the program. or whoever can do that in the community committee. They can do the program.
From the committee in last term meeting, where the member of the president has the certain program meeting before the committee and the student meeting. So the secretary has been doing a particular testimony of the members of the committee. We will go to the date of the 16th. The date of the 8th of October and the 9th of October have already been done, and there are online information process to on the 16th of October, November, the committee will then be adopting the new report which has been changed as well in the committee for adoption, which then will be carried. Then on Thursday, the 17th of October 2019, the subcommittee will continue with the shortlisting. Those are the 7 members which were appointed to the committee. They are going to continue with the shortlisting. And then on the 23rd, one of the members, October 2019, then again the subcommittee, only the 7 members, will be continuing with the interview. But the few of the kids of the commissioner in the publishing commission. And then the committee, the main committee will then come back again on the 30th of October. The committee will be reviewed by the Department of Planning and Monitoring the Information, in monitoring the elimination of the delivery outcomes of the national commission. And the same daily will brief the committee on the progress made in relation to bilateral relations aimed at improving the legal conditions of the professional income. And then after, the committee will deliver the deliberate approach that the United Kingdom is left at the time by the commissioner for the public service commission. And then the committee will give the minutes. Then we move one of the chair members to the 6th of November. The committee will brief by part of the commission on the extent the nature of contact appointments in the national and present agreement. Then the committee will then be briefed by GPSA, GCIS, and Department of Cooperative Government and Church Service on the location and funding model. Then the committee will then adopt a report for the recommended capital to the public of the commission. The report which will then be discussed. Then we move to the date of the 15th November, where the committee will be by the presidency on the play of part of that thing to include high and assorted group, including social clothing. And going the extra mind program is a Kevin and government among any side of the country. The committee will then be briefed by the family for the basis of any payment of the lending group because the provider will be public. And the day again, the committee will be briefed by the Department of Development, former water and sanitation, and some work. And then that's all the relation of the compliance with the professional regulation. Then we move to the date of the major professional regulation. Where the department will be the all the progress made in the last year, some of the processes start up and combine them for the same. The committee will then review the public commission to monitor the financial control of the public service. And then the committee will agree to the standard of the thing, all the information of the life of the nation, all this public service is new. We will move the honorable members to the date of 2nd of December, October 6th, where there was an overcut slot of 50%. That was the program as the table from the first of the parliament. I wish to alert members that there has been a change on the parliamentary program, where the oversight has been removed. So the committee is then prepared also for the truth to move the oversight. But the committee from the political position will wish to the request of House Chair to approve the list of state, despite the fact that
Honorable Sop, don't let the Honorable Mala.
Chair, probably let's start by, appreciating the additional activities that we put forward to the program. So, Chair, I would request each member to absolutely that. We also have a chat with the House Chair to lead our case the importance of the paragraph, the physical oversight. Most of our work, we appreciate the desktop work as it were, but also when we want to measure and feel the customer cares, but to really walk in the top, you can't do it seated at a desktop. But also, if you want to know that the government buildings are user-friendly for our sub-members and the public in terms of accessibility, people with disabilities, you can't just sit in here. If you want to know, and also as we are going to engage in terms of the program, we're also finding a permanent legal home for prison centers. You would not be able to agree and disagree with the department, because we haven't compared the efforts with origin. Like comparing Tutong Center and the one Tutong Center and one Banana for Antibes. And I'm saying it's very important for this committee to do that oversight. Because the office then talking to the House Chair advising that we didn't take our Bible and have to go for oversight because we had a reason. Because we're still also focusing to deal with the issues that we're dealing with our team. So I'm just making a plea that it cannot be a moving target all the time for members to go on site and do the oversight.
Another problem is covered. Well, we will make a case with the House Chair.
Honorable Chair, just to add to that, in principle, I agree with Honorable Sama. My concern would only be what is scheduled for that week in Parliament, in the plenary session, specifically on the 4th of December. We do have the appropriation, the option of the appropriation of 59 to medium-term budget policy statement. So I'm sure we can navigate, but we should just be careful not, we should just check as to whether this is the week where we will be fine not attending this plenary, whether there's a different week we want to look at, but in principle, answer.
Let's say the committee must sleep over that and tomorrow come with a new date.
I was not saying that we should not comply with the answer, but
I'm
saying that the importance of
the answer. I've got to check properly the secretary and give us updates tomorrow.
Yes. But yeah, I must express on my own behalf, thank you for this program. I think it's really comprehensive for this term. So we'll I'm sure we'll sort this issue out, but in general I think it's a very good proposal.
Thank you.
And you chair for the adoption of the report and program with the committee
Must we not do that tomorrow?
No,
we can adopt this one now. Okay, okay. Any second after that?
Honorable Dean.
I second.
Thank you. Let me give the committee secretary to make